I've been taking lots of photos. And when I say lots, I mean it. Some days I've shot over 4 gigabytes of pictures using a 5 or 7 megapixel camera. That's literally thousands of photos in a single day. Of course, I don't usually shoot nearly that many, and I don't keep them all, but I've posted galleries of over 300 species on my blog, along with dozens of species of non-avian creatures, and some species galleries now have over 100 photos. I've posted galleries of birding places I've been to, monarchs pupating and emerging from their chrysalises, and all kinds of other things. And since my digital camera also takes video clips, I have these on the galleries too. I'd never be able to do this kind of photography with our old film cameras. Not only couldn't I afford the film and processing, but it would also fill me with guilt because film developing is so polluting. But once I have all these pictures, how do I keep them organized? It's been difficult, to say the least, but I think I finally found the perfect software for both editing the pictures to make them look their best and then for keeping them organized. For a while, I was using Adobe Photoshop, but it's not only too expensive for me to be able to afford my own copy, it's also got so many features beyond my skills and understanding that it's sort of a waste for me. And some of the useful features that I could have used were tricky for me to figure out how to do. Last week, I invested in Adobe Photoshop Elements 4.0. It costs less than 20% of what Photoshop costs and does everything I need it to. And just as important, it allows me to tag each photo I take with as many categories as I like. If I took a series of shots of sharp-shinned hawks at Hawk Ridge, they can be tagged with the species name and the place. As a matter of fact, photos can be tagged for as many categories as you like. When I brought an elder hostel class up to Hawk Ridge last week, my photos could be tagged with both elder hostel and Hawk Ridge, the names of the people in each picture, and the species of birds in them. Photos showing banded birds could also be tagged for banding. In the future, when I'm looking for a picture of a sharp-shinned hawk held by an elder hostel during 2006 at Hawk Ridge, or of a photo that has both white-throated sparrows and white-crowned sparrows feeding together, or a Harris's sparrow specifically in my backyard, I'll be able to find them much easier than I can now. From what I can tell so far, Adobe Photoshop Elements is both flexible and powerful. And the nicest thing about its organizer is that it's so easy to use. It's going to take a while to get all my pictures into the system, but not nearly as long as it might have because the program is so intuitive and simple. I don't usually talk about products that aren't specifically designed for birding, but Adobe Photoshop Elements 4.0 has so many useful birding applications that it deserves to be an exception. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.